What is the secret of success? Page 87. The title of this article is a loaded question many have tried to answer. We all secretly wish for a magic formula, a foolproof blueprint that would make us successful and prosperous. How do we define success? Is winning the lottery being successful? Or is there more to success than luck and financial gain? Most people would see success as a combination of being really good at something and getting the financial rewards. So the real question is, how do we get really good at things we do? You either have it or you don't. Some people claim that the key ingredient in success is talent, and some people have it and others don't. That theory doesn't leave much space for those who are not quite sure what their talent is, now does it? On the opposite side of the spectrum, you can find people who say that talent has much less to do with it than just putting in the hard work. Just do it. You've all heard the saying, practice makes perfect. If that is true, then we all have an equal start, and it is just based on our willingness to do the work it takes to become successful. An interesting theory was put forth in the book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, who is a writer for the New York Times as well as an author of his own books. I didn't get where I am by thinking about it or dreaming it. I got there by doing it. Estee Lauder. The case of the Beatles. Malcolm Gladwell writes about many interesting people in his book, and in one case he shows the band The Beatles, which was the most famous pop band in the whole world in the 60s and 70s. The members of the band all came from Liverpool in England and had a working class background. The songwriters in the band were mostly John Lennon and Paul McCartney, and no one would deny their great talent. But was there something else that took them from the level of being good or having great potential to actually becoming the world sensation they became? Gladwell finds the answer in the band's years in Hamburg, Germany, before they became famous. So, what happened in Hamburg? Well, they were not famous back then. They were a decent band, but not really great. So what was it? Gladwell insists that it was because they were basically struggling and had to play every day to make a living. The fact that they had to put in all these hours on the stage resulted in their sound becoming tighter and more focused. All this hard work made the band ready to become the most famous band in the world. He says that they played for over 10,000 hours on stage in various venues, and those 10,000 hours is actually the magic number of success. Paul McCartney was asked about this theory, and he said that actually there were quite a few bands who were also putting in the hours that didn't become the Beatles. However, he still said that he believes that in order to become a success, you have to put in the time. The case of Bill Gates. Is it seriously that simple? It would be great to say yes, but things are rarely that simple. Gladwell claims that there are a lot of factors that matter when you investigate the things that make people successful. As in the case of the Beatles, it took three things: the talent, the 10,000 hours, and being at the right place at the right time. Gladwell also uses one of the richest men in the world, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, as an example to prove his theory. Gates was born to wealthy parents in Seattle, USA, and was quite easily bored with his studies. His parents put him in a private school that catered to wealthier families in the area, hoping he would get more interested in his studies. The parents raised money for various summer projects in school, and in the summer of 1968, $3,000 was spent on a computer terminal. Now, you have to remember that at this time, almost no schools had computers, let alone computer clubs. This fact is one of the other key ingredients in Gladwell's formula for success. The ingredient of opportunity, or being at the right place at the right time. What happened was that Gates became obsessed with the computers and practically moved into the computer lab with a group of others, and they started teaching themselves how to use these strange new toys. When the money ran out, the parents raised more money for the project. Gates spent almost every waking hour in the computer lab and put in his 10,000 hours, and the rest is history. Try not to become a person of success, but rather try to become a person of value. Albert Einstein. All the various factors that are at work. Going back to our first question about what it takes to become successful, we can see that according to Malcolm Gladwell's theory, you need three things: talent, time, and opportunity. He also talks about the importance of support from both family and friends. Furthermore, he demonstrates that a wealthy background is clearly helpful in some cases. In fact, it can be the key ingredient in having the opportunity to develop one's skills in life. However, many have gone from rags to riches. The example of the Beatles shows that. What can I learn from this? In all stories of successful people, there is a hidden love story. You really must love what you do, and if you don't know what it is, your first assignment is to find what really makes you interested. Then you put in the hours, you don't give up, and slowly but surely you'll get better at it. Then and only then do you know if you have a shot at greatness. There is no greater feeling than the feeling of accomplishment, and it sure beats any notions of winning the lottery. If you don't believe it, just watch an episode of How Winning the Lottery Destroyed My Life, and you will understand. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Thomas Edison. Language bank. Loaded question. Foolproofed. Blueprint. Prosperous. Financial. Combination. Ingredient. Spectrum. Potential. Sensation. To cater to. Opportunity. Obsessed. Rags to riches. Ideas for assignments. Group work. Pick a product. Can be a gadget, film, band, business, household item, etc. And try to figure out the story behind its success. Work in groups of 4 to 5 and choose roles for each member. Number 1 writes down ideas. Number 2 finds visual material. Number 3 leads the presentation. Everybody has to do the research to find the information you want to present. Diary. Imagine something you would really like to excel at. Write down all the steps you would take in the first month and what goals you might set for yourself. Who were the Beatles? Find out their most famous songs on YouTube and see if you can understand the lyrics. Why do you think they were as popular as they were? Are there any bands today that are as popular? What makes a band really good, in your opinion?